请我们低头有一个祷告。
Let's bow with a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we come before you with thanksgiving.
今天早晨，我们一同欢喜的聚在你的跟前。
Joyfully, we come into your presence.
感谢你在过去的一年多当中。
That this past year,
你实在是用你的同在保护了我们。
You have protected us with your presence.
当你审判全地的时候，
As you have judged the entire world,
你把你的儿女、你的百姓隐藏在至高的隐秘处。
You have hidden your people in the shelter of the Almighty.
因为我们知道我们面对的是一个末后的时代。
And we know that what we are facing is the tribulation and the end time.
你要在整个宇宙全地清除仇敌的权势。
And you are doing your work of cleansing in this world.
你为着你自己的再来预备道路。
And you're preparing the way for your return.
主啊，这是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is our glorious hope.
虽然今天我们也在这个疫情的当中。
That even though we are still in the midst of this pandemic.
但是我们知道我们已经蒙拣选。
That we know we are chosen ones.
我们已经得着你的恩典。
We have already received your grace.
所以愿你自己的话鼓舞我们的心。
So as you encourage us with your word.
激励我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
That you would encourage us and stimulate us.
能够刚强的生活在你面前。
That we would live strong, faithful lives before you.
能够预备好我们的自己为了迎接你的再来。
That we can properly be prepared.To meet you face to face.
愿今天早晨你与我们众人同在。
And you be with each one of us this morning.
主啊，我们在你的脚前向你俯伏下拜。
Lord, we bow before your feet this morning.
把一切的荣耀、尊贵、敬拜都归给你。
We give you all the glory and honor and worship.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.Yeah, 我们感谢主啊。
We're thankful to the Lord.
我已经有一年多了都没有站在这个讲台上。
And it's been over a year since we last used this pulpit.
所以今天早晨呢这个能够站在讲台上。
So this morning as we were able to stand on this pulpit again.
这是满心感谢我的主。
I'm truly thankful to my God.
我们也希望从这些日子开始以后，许多弟兄姊妹能够逐渐的开始能够回来聚会。
Our hope is that from today and moving forward, that brothers and sisters, we can slowly come back to meet in person.
弟兄姊妹也知道过去的好几个月。
And brothers and sisters already know that in the past several months,
我一直和弟兄姊妹讲到如何做神的好仆人。
I've been fellowshipping with everyone on what it means to be a good servant.
做好仆人第一个重要的事情就要认识主人。
And the first important point in knowing our master is to know exactly who he is.
我们在认识神的这件事情上我们已经讲了很多了。
And in knowing God, we've already talked about several points.
但神实在太伟大太丰富了。
But our God is truly so great and too abundant.
所以今天早晨呢我要继续的和弟兄姊妹们交通一点。
So this morning I'd like to continue in fellowship on the same topic.
那么我请大家呢先和我一同读一些的圣经。
I'd like to invite everyone to read the Bible with me.
或者我们先读一节就可以。
I'd like to start with just one verse.
诗篇第128篇。
Psalm 128.
第一节。
Psalm 128, verse 1.
凡敬畏耶和华、遵行他道的人，变为有福。
How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord.Who walks in his ways.
这里的道啊
This word ways.
圣经的原文是用多数 ways. 那我们讲过这是指的法则说的。
And his ways is, you'll notice it's in plural.
我们说这个法则呢就讲到神工作的方法和他工作的一个风格。
And his ways are the ways in which he does things, his methods.
所以我们不仅知道神工作的方法和法则。
So not only do we know the way in which he does things and his methods.
如果我们能遵循这个方法，遵循这个法则，遵循这个风格，在神面前来侍奉神，便是有福的。If
we can serve in His ways, using His style and His methods, then we will be blessed.
所以他说，凡敬畏耶和华、遵循他法则的人。
So it says, how blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways.
我过去呢,已经讲了大概有六组,每一次三个点。And I have
mentioned in the past six categories with 3 points in each of those categories.
那么今天早晨呢,我们来进到第七组。
And this morning, I'd like to enter into the seventh category.
这里同样的是有三个点。
And also there are 3 points.
这三个点是什么呢?
What are these 3 points?
就是主动。
One is that He is the God of initiative.
那么呢,正面。
That He is a God who is always positive.
然后呢,积极。
And He is an active God.
这几个字呢,在中文里面的意思比较
And it seems like in the English, these words are all very similar.
但是呢,这几个字呢,也说出了神的做工作一个风格,他的一个风格。
But these three points also speak to the Lord's style.
那么,我们先来交通了这个主动。
So first, I'd like to start with the first point, that He is an initiative, a God who initiates things.
我们知道呢,我们的神,祂是一切事物的启动者。
We know that God is the one who starts all things.
祂从来不被动。He
is one who is never passive.
如果我们读圣经的话呢,你就看见了,这是一个很特殊的点, 祂从来不被动。
If you read the Bible, if there's one unique characteristic of God is that He is never passive.
Reactive.
祂为什么呢?
这个是从来不被动的。
Why is it that He is never reactive God?
我们讲过,我们的神是全智的神。
Because our God is an God who is all wise.
All wisdom. 因为他的智慧是完全的。
Because His understanding and His knowledge is perfect.
他预先就知道一些事情的。
And He knows what will happen in the future.
他也预先就把事情都定下。
And He has established everything in the future as well.
然后呢,他也预先告诉我们,
and He has told us all things in advance.
所以圣经中有很多预言,
so there are a lot of prophecies in the Bible.
这个预言就是神预先告诉我们,
these prophecies are things that God has told us in advance.
这是圣经中非常奇妙的点。
And this is a very unique aspect of the Bible.
我们讲过,如果两个国家征战,
For example, if two nations were in warfare,
如果你预先告诉人说你要打哪里打哪里, 这不是一个很不智慧的事情吗?
If you told one nation, hey, you should target these specific target points, isn't that unfair?
但是我们的神就是这样,
but our God is like this.
他把什么事情都已经告诉你了,
He has already told us everything in advance.
仇敌虽然知道了,但是呢,躲不开的,还是这个样子。
And even though Satan knows this, he still is stubborn and he still can't avoid this.
所以我们知道,从圣经我们了解,一切事都在神的计划当中。
So we see from the Bible that all things are in accordance with His will.
并且呢,你看整个时间进行,历史进行的时候,没有一件事情可以脱离神的计划。
And we see throughout history that in all time, nothing can be outside of God's will.
弟兄姊妹们,这个如果你明白了,这个对我们来讲是大喜乐的一件事情。If
you can grasp this and understand this, this should bring us a tremendous joy.
所以你看到了新约时代,
so when we come to the New Testament,
在新约圣经里面,
in the New Testament,
正如经上所记的, 这个话出现过好多次, 对不对?
There's this phrase that is mentioned, just as things are written.
什么叫做正如圣经所记的?
What does it mean that just as it is written according to the Bible?
就他预先已经说了,
it means that he already spoke of these things.
事情果然是这样发生的,
and the things happened exactly how it was spoken of.
所以你我的一生都在神的计划里面。
So you and I are all included in God's plan.
有一次主把我的眼睛开开看见这件事, 哎呀我真是充满了欢喜快乐。
There was one time where the Lord opened my eyes to see this and my heart was full of joy.
你不需要担心任何事。You
don't have to worry about anything.
那位伟大的神在他的计划中把你都放在里面。
That this almighty and all-wise God has placed you and I in his plans.
并且圣经告诉我们呢,
and the Bible also tells us
一切事情所有的细节神也都知道,
is that all, even all the details God has told us.
所以圣经中讲连我们的心思意念他都知道,
and the Bible tells us that God even knows our thoughts.
这个是一个我们无法想象的一件事,
and this is something that we can't imagine.
所以因此呢我们知道 那个天使长的堕落早在神的知识里面，他已经知道。So
God already knew about this fallen angel.
所以以西结书28章就记载这个故事了。So
Ezekiel 28 records of this story.
神老早就知道这个天使长会堕落。That
God knew way in advance from the very beginning that there would be this fallen angel.
那么呢？ 关于人的堕落, 神也知道。
Now regarding the fall of man, God also knew this in advance.
所以今天很多明白圣经人就知道了。So
those who know the Bible,
那么神造人是为了对付仇敌的。
That God created man to defeat Satan.
所以人的这个堕落已经在神的预知当中。So
the fall of man has already been in God's plan the whole time.
所以我曾经和弟兄姊妹们讲过。So
I've already mentioned this to brothers and sisters.
神造人是个奇妙的一个创造。
That God creating man is a very special thing.
不错,撒旦把罪带到人的里面。
It's true that Satan brought sin into man's heart.
但是你从另外一面来看的话呢,
but if you look at it from the other, another vantage point,
这个罪一进到人里面,
as soon as sin entered man, sin could not be departed from man.
这个人好像一个笼子一样的,就把它整个捆住了。
Man is like a cage that it entraps sin.
所以主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上成为一个人。
So the Lord Jesus came into the world in the flesh, and he took upon all the sins of the world and dealt with that.
这些呢,老早都在神的这个计划当中。
And all of this was already in God's plan.
今天我们不明白神的作为的人呢,有很多人就以为说,哦,你看,撒旦把人弄堕落了。
And if we don't understand the ways of God, today we can interpret the Bible as Satan was the one who brought sin into man's heart.
他来挑战神,
that he came to fight against God.
所以神就开始起来应战,
so God started this battle.
然后呢,预备救恩,
and then prepared salvation.
很多时候我们的感觉是这样,是仇敌做了一件事情,然后神
It seems like in our thought process and our understanding is that Satan brought all these terrible things into the world and into our hearts. And God reacted to counter this.
但求我们记得,
but please remember,
神从来不被动,
but God never reacts to things.
所以在启示录第13章第8节那里讲到,
Genesis. Revelation chapter 13.
第八节,
Revelation 13 verse 8.
那里讲说呢, 羔羊是在立世界根基的时候就被杀的。
That it was the lamb was to be slain and this was spoken of from the foundation of the world.
那这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
那就是说不是2000年前才被杀的。
It means that Jesus was not nailed to the lamb was not slain just 2,000 years ago. This means that salvation was prepared for us from the very beginning of time. And so our God is never a God who reacts to things. We know in spiritual battle, the Lord doesn't react in this way where Satan attacks and then the Lord reacts with a counterattack. If you read Mark chapter 12, and if you read Matthew chapter 4 and Luke,
你看, 当主耶稣从约旦河里面上来的时候,
that when the Lord came out of the River Jordan, it was the Spirit that sent him into the wilderness.
是圣灵带他去受试炼。
It was the Spirit that sent him out.
这说明什么? 是圣灵主动的。
This means it's the Spirit that initiated all of this. So brothers and sisters, there are many examples in the Bible that speak to the fact that it is God who initiates all things. So in Genesis, we see that it was God who created all things. So all the changes that happened in the world, God already knew this would happen. And so when the book of Revelation was written, even though the things did not happen yet, but the changes that will occur in this world, God already knew in advance. And he used the Apostle John to tell us these things. What a miraculous thing. The outcome of what the world will be like, the outcome for Satan, all of these things are spelled out clearly. Especially in Revelation
22 and 23.
He spoke to the seven churches in Asia Minor that I know. Seven times he said the phrase, I know. So today in the world, all the various circumstances, God knows. So if we can understand this, in our life and our service, we will have peace. All things God already knows. He is a God who never reacts to things. And all things are under His control. So I mentioned with brothers and sisters in the past. So today our lifestyle, our attitude before God, it should not be an initiative, and we should not initiate things, and we should also not react. And I've mentioned in the past that we should be in a position of being passively active.
这个啊,
and this is truly a unique
但是这个呢,
thing. But this is the most accurate attitude that we need to have.
啊,所以在侍奉中,
so in service, we don't need to initiate anything. God is the one who initiates. Within His initiative, we are active.
所以呢, 弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们今天认识神,
today we know God. It, knowing him is such an important thing for us as his servants. If you know your master, then you will know how to serve him. And to serve according to his heart's desire.
虽然我们好像在生活中发现有很多这些不好的事情会临到我们,
even though in our lives we'll have terrible circumstances,
但请我们记得,
we have to know that all things are under God's control. That God will allow these terrible circumstances to happen to us.
这对我们有益处的,
and there is a purpose for that. It's for us to learn lessons.
啊, 所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们要知道我们的神是主动的神,
we have to know that our God is the one who initiates.
这是他做工的方法,
this is the way he does things. This is his method and style.
啊, 第二个点,
the second point,
那么呢? 神做事一切都是正面,
is that he, in all the things that he does, he's always positive.
神的计划和他的目的都是正面,
his plans and his goals are always positive.
彼得后书3章13节告诉我们,
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13,
啊, 那个, 将来进入新天新地的时候,
that when we enter into that new heaven and earth,
他说有义居在其中,
that there is righteousness.
一切都是对的, 到那边全部都是正面的东西,
that everything is righteous. Everything is positive.
所以今天神在地上做事,
so today, as God continues his work,
他只做他眼中看为对的事情,
he only does things according to what he deems is right.
并且我们的神做事很直接,
and what our God's ways are always very straight.
因为我们知道, because
we know that only the things that are positive can be stored up in heaven. So this is an important reminder to us. So we need to do the things that are deemed right in God's eyes. We need to stand in the position that is deemed right in God's eyes. If it is like this, then all the other responsibilities we don't need to worry about. If you're standing in the right position and doing the right things according to God, then you will be okay. And we also know that God will do away with all the negative things. We know that in our human life, we're surrounded by negativity. So this reminds us that in our lives, we need to be focused on the positive. There was one time I mentioned this to a brother.
我说我们在这里啊，正做正面的事情，我们都来不及了。I
told this brother that we don't even have time to do the positive things, the right things.
哪有时间去弄些负面的东西呢？
How do we have time to deal with the negative things?
但是今天我们很多人呢，喜欢去搞个负面东西。
But today, a lot of us are more interested in dealing with the negative things. And our ears are tickled by the words of negativity. If you spend all of your attention and focus on the negative things of life, then you've wasted all your time. Because the Lord will one day remove all of that, all of the negativity. We know that one day Satan and all of his domain will be destroyed. And God will get rid of all the corruption in the world. And flesh and all of its devious ways will be done away with.
啊, 在这里, 我再提醒弟兄姊妹一件事,
and I'd like to remind brothers and sisters one more thing.
在这个宇宙当中啊,
in this universe,
in this universe,
in this universe,
啊, 只有神是是的,
only God is right.
Yes.
Only God is yes.
所有出于魔鬼的都是no.
And everything of Satan is no.
只有我们这些人呢, 是yes又no.
Only man, we are both yes and no.
因为是是非非都在我们人身上, 你知道吗? 这个yes or no, 这个都在我们身上。
Oh, all of these
good or evil, 这个在我们身上。
Good and evil are all within us. And we are constantly focused on these things.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we need to remain in the positive and do the things that are right. So we need to look at every situation from a positive standpoint. And Brother Sparks has this habit. If a brother came to him and said, there is a brother who is talking behind your back and accusing you of things.
他是怎么样？他说, the Lord is on the throne.
His response is, the Lord is on the throne.
感谢主,
praise God.
主在宝座上,
the Lord is on the throne.
他呢, 不需要去react,
so he did not have to react or respond to the negativity.
保罗不是也告诉我们呢?
Paul also tells us, give thanks in all circumstances. I mentioned this before of this brother's story. I believe it was Matthew Henry's story. He had to learn the lesson of always being thankful. And one day as he was out and about, his wallet was pickpocketed. And he thought, he went home and thought, how can I be thankful that my wallet was stolen? So he took out a pen and wrote down some points. And my memory of this is not complete, but it's very interesting. The first thing he said, he wrote down, thank God.
是他偷我,不是我偷他,
that it was the thief that stole my wallet and not me stealing someone else's wallet.
第二件事情感谢神,
the second thing that he wrote down,
偷的钱不太多,
that thank God the value that was of money in my wallet was not very much.
所以你看这个弟兄啊, 很有意思啊,
so it's this brother was very interesting.
但是我们知道啊, 他说呢,第三个点,虽然钱被偷了,但人没有受伤,
and the third thing he wrote down was, I thank God that even though my wallet was stolen, I was not physically hurt.
这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就碰见每一件事情,他要正面,
is that in all circumstances, he looked at it from a positive standpoint.
虽然是负面的事情临到了,
even though it was negativity that approached him from the outside,
但是他要用正面来, 对,
but he wanted to counter that with positivity, and this is someone who knows God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters, today as we live before the Lord,
太多负面的东西了,
there are too many negative things that we encounter.
有的时候我们听见这些负面的话,人家批评论断,我们心里面就难过了,对不对?
And we hear of other people saying negative things about us, and it brings us down.
我们想要去辩驳,我们就想要反抗。
And we try to take a stance or take revenge.
啊,先请我们记得,
but please remember,
不要理那些负面,
we don't need to dwell on the negative things.
你如果在主面前站在对的地位上,
but if you stand in the Lord in the position of righteousness and do the right things,
你就不要理会这些东西,
then all of these other things don't matter
to you.
And you don't need to be depressed over these negative things. And yet you will see these things as a blessing in your life. Because our God is like this. He is a positive God. He has no negativity in himself.
啊,
And the third point is that he is an active God.
在这个路德记里面啊, 我们读一下这节圣经啊, 这很有意思的。
In Ruth, there's an interesting story.
这个路德记啊, 第三章,
In Ruth chapter 3,
第十八节,
Ruth chapter 3, verse 18.
这里这个婆婆, 我们知道是路德的婆婆,
we know it was Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law.
她对她的媳妇路德这样说,
she spoke to Ruth in this way.
她女儿啊, 你只管安坐等候, 看这事怎样成就, 因为那人今日不办成这事, 必不休息。
Sorry, there's a phrase where it says, for the man will not rest until he has settled it today.
我们知道这个波阿斯呢是预表基督的。
We know that Boaz was one who represented Jesus.
这也说明我们的神行事。
And this also speaks of God's ways.
我们可以这样领会，因为神今日不办成这事，必不休息。
We can also see this as God, who is one who will not rest until His work is done. Because God has set His will, and He will work until it is accomplished. And what a precious phrase this is. So we know that the work of the church is God's work.
他要不做成这件事情呢,他不会休息的。
And God will not rest until that work is completed.
所以你就不要这个插手在其中去忧虑了,对不对? 你不需要伸你的手去做事。So
we don't need to stick our hands into God's business.
弟兄姊妹们,教会是神的工作。The
church is God's work.
他不做成,他不停的。
He will not stop until His work is completed.
So in
Psalms, there is a phrase that is very interesting. And it seems like when these negative things come up, we feel like, well, how come God is not working? We see all of these problems in brothers and sisters' lives. How come God is not working?
好像是不是神在睡觉,神打盹的?
And it seems like, well, has God fallen asleep?
所以诗篇121篇讲得很好。
So Psalm 121 says this really well.
神也不打盹,神也不睡觉。
That He is a God who neither slumbers nor sleeps.
看顾我们的神,他不打盹也不睡觉。
And the God who watches over us neither slumbers nor sleeps.
这个不是说神时刻警醒呢,不是,是说明他积极。
This speaks to the fact that God is always alert and He's active.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候啊,
so when Jesus was in the world,
在约翰福音5章17节这样说,
John chapter 5 verse 15 says,
他说, 我父做事直到如今我也做事。
And he says, my Father is working until now, and I myself am working. And we know that the Holy Spirit today also has not stopped working.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters, we need to know that our God is a God who is active and working.
你不要以为说,哎呀,这么多年了,怎么好像都看不见神什么作为,是不是他在休息了,他不做了。
We can't say, well, we haven't seen much of this work. Has God stopped working?
我请我们记得,
but may we remember
他今日若不完成这件事情,
that when God has set His will, He will not rest until He has finished His work.
你知道我们人呢,为什么会有时候非常的这个消极呢?
Do you know why man is sometimes very passive?
因为呢, 我们会失望,
because we lose hope.
啊, 一个人呢, disappointed, 你失望了, 你就消极了，对不对？
And if you're disappointed, then you will become passive.
你觉得没有希望了，那么你就消极了。
If you feel like there's no hope, then you become passive.
所以在新约圣经里面告诉我们,
So the New Testament reminds us,
基督是我们的盼望,
that Jesus is our hope.
所以在基督里我们永远都有盼望,
that in Christ, we will always have hope.
所以你活在基督里，你永远不会消极。
So if you live in Christ, you will never be passive.
你看我们有很多基督徒跟随主跟随一阵子慢慢变得很消极。
And we see that many brothers and sisters who have walked with the Lord have slowly become passive.
因为他觉得没有盼望，觉得消极。
Because they feel like there's no hope.
所以哥林多前书13章保罗才告诉我们,
So in 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us,
他说如今长存的有信有望有爱,
And he talks about faith, love, and hope.
Yeah, 这个是永远长存的,
And these are things that will last forever.
所以我们的盼望在主里面是永远不会消失的。
That our hope in the Lord will never diminish.
所以你记得亚伯拉罕吗?
So if you remember Abraham,
那么神说你要生一个儿子,
God told Abraham that you will have a son.
但是神迟迟不做事啊, 一直不做事,
but God, it seems like God never didn't do any work.
亚伯拉罕想我75岁,
Abraham thought, well, I'm 75 now.
现在呢, 这个沙拉呢,
and Sarah is 65.
这个已经很危险了,
We're already pretty old.
如果现在不生呢,
and if we don't have a child now, there's probably no hope.
哎,结果呢,
but God delayed in his work.
所以呢,
Or they felt like God had stopped his work.
沙拉说，这样吧，我把夏甲给你了，给他生一个，就算我们的儿子好了。And
so Sarah gave her maid to Abraham and said, "Why don't you have a child with my maid?"
啊，他说，免得叫神的话落空了。In
order, otherwise God's words would not be complete.
我们生不出儿子，这不是神的话，如果神受羞辱了嘛，对不对？
And so if we can't have a child, then we would not be fulfilling God's will of giving you a child.
结果生出了以实玛利。
But then Ishmael was born.
哇，我们知道这个祸患更大。
And we know that the disaster that followed that.
这个祸患一直到今天呢。
And that disaster continued on even until today.
那些巴勒斯坦人呢，阿拉伯人很多都是以实玛利的后代。
And in the Middle East with all the Arab nations and the Palestinians, they're all of Ishmael's descent.
所以说不行，这个不能成为你的儿子，一定要从你本身生的。
And God said, "No, this cannot be counted as your son. I will give you a son."
啊，所以呢，在以撒出生的前一年，神又来了。
So the year before Isaac was born, the Lord came to Abraham again.
明年这个时候你要生一个儿子。
A year from now, on this date, you will have a son.
这老夫妻两个，你看我，我看你。
And this elderly couple looked at each other.
这个亚伯拉一看，莎拉90岁了。
And Abraham looked at Sarah, and she was now 90.
莎拉一看这个亚伯拉罕100岁了。
And Sarah looked at Abraham and he was 100.
所以圣经告诉我们说呢，他们已经到了什么呢？到了一个无可指望的时候， hopeless.
And the Bible tells us that to Abraham and Sarah they were at in a hopeless situation.
但是罗马书注解告诉我们说，
But Romans records this.
他们仍旧相信神的话，
But that they continued to believe in the word of God.
信心并没有软弱,
that their faith did not diminish.
你只有有盼望，你才有信心,
Only when you have hope, then you will have faith.
感谢我们的神,
so we thank our God.
他是在我们呢, hopeless的时候,
that God is a God that in our hopelessness, He gives us hope. That when we don't have hope, He becomes our hope.
这样你具有信心，你就不会消极。
Then you will become active.
所以你知道我过去侍奉主的几十年过来,
and so all of these years of serving the Lord, I've encountered many of these situations.
Hopeless.
The situation before me was hopeless.
但是基督在我里面的信心告诉我，应当依靠。
But the faith that was given to me by Christ reminded me that I need to hope in the Lord.
能够帮助我们不消极。
And the Lord would help me to not be passive.
我想我最后呢，我用圣经中一个例子来说明。
And lastly, I'd like to use the Bible to give you an example.
弟兄姊妹都知道，以色列最后的历史是被掳归回的历史。
We all know that the story of the nation of Israel is that they were in captivity.
那么在这个被掳归回的历史中间，我们晓得有三卷重要的书啊。
And the history was recorded in these three books.
这个以斯拉尼希米和以斯帖记。
It was recorded in Ezra, Nehemiah, and...
对，那我就讲这个尼希米记啊。I'm
going to just talk about the book of Nehemiah.
我们知道尼希米记呢，是以色列人回来重建那个被毁坏的城墙，对吧？We
know that the book of Nehemiah talked about the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem.
那一段的经历里面是很不容易的。
And that work was not easy.
哇，你看，他们一面在盖城墙，一面负面的事情很多啊。That
while they were in the midst of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, they were faced with a lot of opposition and negativity.
叫人失望的事情很多啊。
Surrounded by situations of hopelessness.
但是你看见尼希米这个人呢，他是既正面又积极。
But we see that Nehemiah was one who was active and positive and active.
他不受这些环境的影响,
that he was not influenced by the negativity around him.
但是非常艰难,
but it was extremely difficult.
那么他怎么样面对这些东西呢?
So how did he face these things?
有一个重要的点, 就是他祷告,
was one important thing is that he prayed.
就他把每一件事情都带到神的跟前。
That every situation he brought before the Lord in prayer.
所以他就变得非常的刚强。
So he became strong.
你看他当初带着这以色列百姓在那里修建这个城墙的时候。
As he led the nation of Israel to rebuild the walls.
周围的这些仇敌很生气。
And the enemies were upset.
Angry.
Were angry.
然后就嘲笑他们,
and they mocked them.
他们说,你建的是什么城墙啊? 他说这个狐狸跳上去把你吃倒了。那个狐狸跳上去把你推倒。
And they said that, what kind of a wall are you building? Even the, leopard?
Fox.
Fox. Even a fox can jump over that wall.
你看，他们就在旁边冷嘲冷语的，怎么样的，在那里讽刺你。So
they were standing there mocking him, mocking them.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道今天我们在跟随主的路上。So
today, as we are following this,
你有时候常常会听见这些负面的消息啊，这些叫你灰心的消息。
Of the Lord, we will be faced with a lot of opposition and a lot of negativity.
你要学尼希米。We
need to learn from Nehemiah.
不要理会这些。
That we would ignore these things.
那么你心里听没有听见？听见。
Nehemiah did hear all of the mocking.
那怎么做呢？
What did he do?
他就到神面前祷告。
He went before the Lord to pray.
神啊, 请你听我的祷告。
He said, Lord, may you hear my prayer.
不要管他们这些。
And forget about these enemies.
你看这个态度多好。
And what a good attitude.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters, so for these negative things and the opposing forces, we want to ignore those.
因为什么呢?
Because Nehemiah was the one who was assigned to rebuild the walls.
那是很重要的事情。
And this is a very important task.
那些仇敌说，好好，来来来，我们一起到个外面一个村庄那里去啊，来来彼此见面。
And the enemy said, well, let's meet face to face.
你心里说什么？我正在做大工呢，哪有时间跟你们去聚啊？
And Nehemiah said, well, I'm in the middle of rebuilding the walls. I don't have time for you.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要花时间去消耗在这些无意的东西上面。
So brothers and sisters, we're reminded that we don't need to spend time on the negative things. So Nehemiah prayed again.
啊,又在中间祷告。
And he prayed before the Lord again.
哇,结果呢,这些仇敌很坏啊,他们就贿赂了当时的犹太人。贿赂, bribe.
Oh, so the enemies bribed the Israelites.
一个祭司, 一个 priest, 他就 bribe the 祭司,
yeah.
然后呢，又 bribe 了一个女先知，你知道吗？先知就是花拿钱给他了。
The priest came to bribe the Israelites and also brought a prophetess.
所以呢，这一些人呢，也帮助敌人，帮助敌人呢，来威吓这个尼希米。
And all of these were brought also in opposition to Nehemiah.
Oh, 他们跟尼希米说，尼希米啊，我们不如到圣殿里面去吧，我们在那里相会。
And they said, well, Nehemiah, why don't we go into the temple and we can meet there?
尼希米说，我是什么人呢？我怎么能进圣殿呢？对不对？
And Nehemiah said, who am I that I should enter into the temple?
他说，耶和华，求你纪念。
And so he said, Lord, remember me.
这说明呢，尼希米也是有血气的人啊，他有他的肉体的。
And it speaks to the fact that Nehemiah was also one of the flesh, and he had his own emotions and temper.
这些话不是没有听见。These
words, it's not that he didn't hear, he heard it.
但是他把它反映到神那里。But
he redirected it to God.
哇，那个仇敌在四面一直的干扰，一直的围着他们。
And his enemies were continually surrounding him in opposition.
你看他们弄得很紧张啊。
And it was a pretty dire situation.
他们做工作，一手拿工具，一手拿兵器。And
it, as they were building the wall, they had one tool to build the wall and one weapon in their hand.
感谢主。
But we thank God.
在这么多负面，这么多消极的事物里面。
That in the midst of all the opposition and negativity around them.
52天，他们就把城墙盖起来。 52 days.
So in 52 days, the walls were built.
弟兄姊妹们，这是多么好的一个例子，告诉我。
What a wonderful example for us.
尼希米是个愿意遵行神法则的人。
And Nehemiah was one who knew the ways of God and respected the ways of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, today we are still living in the world. Satan surrounds us. We're faced with a lot of negativity. May we know our Master. That our God is never one who reacts.
永远不负面，永远是正面。And
our God is never a God of negativity. He is always positive.
我们的神永远都是这个积极的。Our
God is always an active God.
但愿因为我们认识他。And
as we know Him,
让我们在侍奉中也经历他。May
we experience Him in our service.
让主给我们的托付在我们的身上能够被成全。That
what God has entrusted to us may be accomplished.
那我今天早晨呢，我要把我的信息缩短，因为我们后面有重要的报告啊。
And I'd like to just conclude my message here because we have some important announcements to make. And I'd like to give the time for to our brother Ma Li. So may we remember. So if we can remember that our God is the one who initiates, that He is a positive God and He is an active God. May we bow with a word of prayer.
主啊,我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are truly thankful.
我们是软弱的人,
we are weak people.
但是你是刚强的神,
but you are a strong God.
感谢你,
we thank you.
你按照你自己所定的旨意一直在地上做工。
And according to your will, you will finish that work.
主啊,你从来不被动。
And you are a God who never reacts to
things. 你只做正面的事情,
you only do positive things.
并且你永远积极,
and you are always active.
你若不办成这件事情, 我们知道你不会休息,
and we know that you will neither slumber nor sleep.
所以我们这些软弱的人可以完全的依靠你,
so that all of us weak people can rely on you.
求你开我们的眼睛,
may you open up our eyes.
让我们因为认识主人,
that because we know the Master,
我们能做一个好仆人,
that we can be a good servant.
谢谢你早晨恩待我们,
thank you for speaking to us this morning.
谢谢你的同在,
we thank you for your presence.
垂听我们的祷告,
may you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们把下面时间呢, 交给玛丽,
we'll give the following time to our brother Mali. We're very grateful to the Lord. Thank the Lord for speaking such encouraging words to us. We just want to take some time to have some announcements about our meeting together in person. So please have some patience and give us some time.
我们周间的聚会还是照常在线上举行。
Our weekly meetings will still be virtual.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够进入星期二晚上的祷告聚会。
We encourage brothers and sisters to participate in the Tuesday night prayer meetings.
特别是在这个末后的时代，祷告实在是像我们弟兄所提的非常重要。
Especially in these end times, as our brother reminded us, it is very important to pray.
星期五和星期六我们还是照样有读经聚会，星期六是东南区的。
And on Fridays and Saturdays, we'll have our Friday night Bible study in the Southeast District.
下一个主日是林环弟兄交通信息。
Next Sunday, our brother Huan Lin will be sharing.
世伯弟兄翻译。
With our brother Shibo interpreting.
我们孙弟兄也会继续给我们有一点鼓励，下个主日。
And our brother Sun will also give us some encouragement.
所以请弟兄姐妹们为着弟兄们的服事祷告。
Please pray for our brother's services.
儿童聚会的时间会稍微有些改变，我们一会儿有详细的报告。
And there will be some adjustments to the children meeting times. We'll have more specific announcements later.
我是指主日，星期五的聚会的时间还是一样。
But the Friday night Bible study time remains the same.
那我们弟兄刚才也提到，主日许可，下一个主日我们就开始恢复这个面对面的聚会。
And as our brother mentioned, Lord willing, next Sunday we'll resume in-person meetings.
我们非常感谢主在过去一年多对我们的保守。
We're very grateful to the Lord for His protection over the past year.
我们相信很多弟兄姐妹们也都盼望着我们能够见面聚会。
We know that many brothers and sisters are hoping for these in-person meetings.
那弟兄姐妹们也做了一些预备。
And now the brothers and sisters have done some preparation.
请弟兄姐妹们继续为着这个祷告。
Let's continue praying for these preparations.
我们特别要提一下, 因为我们这个是没有经验, 所以我们是一面寻求一面向前。
We just want to say that we don't have much experience here, so we're moving forward, but we're also seeking at the same time.
所以请弟兄姐妹们祷告, 圣灵若是有对我们有提醒有改变的话，我们会随时有改有调整。
So we pray that we would be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit and make adjustments as necessary.
那也提醒，稍微提醒一下，就是如果你还没有预备好的话，你心里还没有预备好，也不需要勉强。
And I just want to say that if you are not prepared, then we don't want to force you to be here.
So please only return to meeting in person when you are ready.
那我们这个聚会呢,
For everyone who does want to come, you will need to register beforehand.
这个登记的注册那个表格会在我们会所的网站上。
And the link to the form will be on our church website.
我们也会请各组的组长, 祷告组长发给弟兄姐妹们。
And we'll ask the various prayer group leaders to send this up.
在来开始聚会之前要请弟兄们在家里面做一个自己的检查。
And before coming to the meetings, please examine yourselves before you come.
如果有任何的这个症状的话,就不要来聚会,请留在家里。
So if you have any COVID signs or symptoms, please stay at home.
在来的时候呢,我们招待的弟兄们会在门口量大家的体温。
And so ushers will be checking everyone's temperature at the front entrance.
那我们要求弟兄姐妹们在聚会的中间,在聚会厅大家都要戴口罩。
And we also ask brothers and sisters that while you are in the meeting hall to please wear a mask.
不管弟兄姐妹对着这个感觉怎样,为着我们周围的弟兄姐妹们,请弟兄姐妹们在聚会的时候都要戴口罩。
Regardless of how you might feel about this matter, out of respect for those around you, please wear a mask.
如果你自己没有口罩的时候,我们招待的弟兄姐妹会在门口发给你口罩。
And if you do not have a mask, the ushers will have some when you come in.
我们会有足够的这些洗手液,请大家能够洗手。
And we have plenty of sanitizer, so please use it.
那弟兄姐妹们也在聚会厅和我们餐厅里边的座椅有了一些调整,请来到聚会的时候遵照招待的弟兄姐妹们的引领。
There have been some changes to the seating arrangements in the meeting hall and also in the dining area, so please pay attention.
我们从下个主日开始的播饼聚会的时间有一些调整。
We'll also be changing the time of the breaking of bread meeting.
是从10:20到10:50。
It will be from 10:20 to 10:50.
那我们这个播饼呢,现在目前是需要进行一个混合型的。
And so we'll be meeting in a hybrid format.
那就是说来到聚会所的这些弟兄姐妹,我们会在这里边有实体的播饼。
And so those who are here in the meeting hall, we will have the breaking of bread in person.
弟兄姐妹们在家里的仍然是在线上播饼。
For the brothers and sisters at home, you'll be breaking your bread at home.
如果你是目前那个组里边能够继续进行的,比如说你那个组里边没有很多的弟兄姐妹来,负责的弟兄,负责操作弟兄还在,那你那个组里边可以仍然持续下去。
If they already have a group, you can continue.
Oh, I see. If you are already meeting in person, in small groups on the Lord's Day, you may continue to do so.
那如果你那个小组里边弟兄姐妹们离开,没有办法继续在上线,线上播饼,我们会所也会提供,教会提供一条线,也可以参加进来播饼。
And if you are not able to virtually meet any longer with your small groups, the church will also provide a virtual inlet to the meeting.
那这个Zoom的链接也会在我们的会所的网站上。
And the link to that Zoom meeting will also be on our church website.
我们的信息是从10:50开始。
The message will begin at 10:50.
弟兄姐妹们在家里仍然可以像今天一样看那个YouTube。
And you can continue watching the messages on YouTube.
链接也是在我们的网站上。
And the link is on the website.
儿童聚会的时间改在从11点到11:10唱诗,然后11:10到11:50有儿童主日学的课程。
So there's a new schedule for the children's meetings. The singing time will be from 11 to 11:10, and the lesson will be from 11:10 to 11:50.
高中组和初中组的仍然是按照目前的情况。
And there will be no changes to the high school and junior youth.
这个月呢是初中组，他们是Family Sunday，就是如果你来到会所的话，孩子们会和父母亲坐在一起。And
there will be family Sundays. So if you are coming to the meeting hall as a junior high student, sit with your family.
那在这个疫情期间，教会暂时不提供交通辅食，也不提供午餐。And
so there will be no transportation nor lunch provided.
那目前我们所恢复的只是主日的聚会,其他的聚会还是照常在线上。
So we will only be resuming the Lord's Day meeting, and all the other weekly meetings will be virtual.
我们特别是有一点点的提醒,弟兄姐妹们经过了一年多,大家见面都非常高兴,可能很激动。
And I just want to have another particular reminder, as we come back in person, everyone's going to be very excited to see one another.
但是我们现在还在疫情当中。
But we're still in the midst of the pandemic.
所以提醒一下弟兄姐妹们见面之后呢, 不要拥抱，也不要握手。So
please don't hug or shake each other's hands.
也不要在这个建筑、这个大厅或者是餐厅里边或者走廊里边交通。
And please refrain from having fellowship indoors in the hall or in the hallways.
聚会之后我们尽量就离开这个房间。
After meeting, we will leave this room.
如果需要交通的话，我们可以在外边交通。
If we want to have fellowship, we can do that outside.
这是关于我们下周恢复聚会的这个一些报告。
So these are the announcements for our resuming of the Lord's Day meetings next week.
这些会在会所的网站上，如果有问题的话，也可以跟弟兄姐妹们问。
And all these announcements are on the church website, and please go there and see or ask each other questions.
现在教会再有一个稍微多一点的时间就要开始了。
And this year's WCCC will be held in just a little over a week.
请弟兄姐妹们继续为着这个聚会祷告。Let's
continue praying for this conference.
有些具体的祷告事项也在我们会所的网站上。And
more detailed prayer requests are on the website.
还有一些其他的祷告事项也在网站上。In
addition to some other requests as well.
请弟兄姐妹们能够到网站上去看这些具体的情况。Please
see the website for these prayer requests.
好，那我们今天的报告就停在这里。We'll
conclude our announcements here.
神祝福弟兄姐妹们。
May the Lord be with you all.
好，再见。
Goodbye.